Sonny and Buddy were feeling mighty blue about the disappearance of their little friend Betty. And just as they were making preparations to start their search for her, something happened which changed their sadness into joy. The mother and father of Sonny and Buddy, who have been separated for the past 14 years, have agreed to go back together again and start life all over once more. So tonight, as the reunited family gets ready to leave Mexico, we hear Sonny saying...
Hot dog, look, Buddy. There's that shark over the house car.
Oh, boy, it's finished. Come on and let's see it. Danny, look keen. It's just like new, isn't it?
I'll say, I had no idea it would be so nice. Did you, Buddy?
No.
But it's all repainted and fixed up so you'd never know if there's been a fire.
Well, boys, how do you like it now?
Oh, it's great, Dad. It looks like a brand new house car. Say, did the insurance company pay for all the work?
Yes, sir. They paid for everything. Why, they practically gave us a new home. Step inside and see how they remodel it in there.
Oh, look here, Buddy. They've rebuilt the little kitchen and dining room.
Oh, boy, isn't that great. I wish Betty were here to see it.
Yeah, Betty would enjoy cooking a meal in here now. And look, they've taken out the curtains and fixed it so you just slide partitions in between the beds at night. See, that's just like a Pullman car.
Well, Dad, now that the house car's all finished, are we really going to leave here tonight and start our search for Betty?
Well, we're going to try, but I have to have some work done on the motor, and I don't know how long that will take. But just as soon as that's finished, we're pulling out of Mexico.
Does Mother know the house car's finished?
Oh, yes. She's at the hotel now, packing our clothes.
Say, what town are we going to first, Dad?
Well, we'll stop in Laredo and do a little investigating there. That's the first town in Texas after we cross the International Bridge, so we'll make it our first stop. We'll ask at the railroad and bus station and see if Betty bought a ticket out of Laredo.
Say, don't you think the lawyer should go to Mexico City and look for her? You know, the customs man might have been mistaken about Betty crossing the bridge the other night.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what the lawyer said? If we don't find Betty in 30 days, she'll lose the entire fortune.
I never knew that Betty had a grandfather and grandmother. Did you, Buddy?
No, I never heard her mention them. Well, I don't believe she knew anything about them.
And they left her $50,000. Oh, gosh. I wonder what she'll do with the money if she gets it.
I wonder, too. Sonny, what would you do with $50,000 if someone should give it to you right now, I mean? What would be the first thing you'd buy?
A cozy and comfortable little home for Dad and Mother, so they'd never be separated again.
That's right, Sonny. Think about your Mom and Papa first, always.
All right, and then how about buying some little kind of business for Dad, so he'd never have to leave Mother and travel again?
That's a good idea, Buddy. And then, I think I'd like to put away enough money in the bank so we'd be sure of getting through high school and college.
All right. Now you have Mother and Dad settled in a little home, and you bought Dad a little business, and we put money in the bank for our education. So let's see now. We should have about $20,000 left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what should we do with it?
Well, I think I'd like to go out and buy shoes and clothes for all the poor people I could find until all the money was spent.
You know, I wish you'd put aside about 30 cents out of that $50,000 and get me a pair of socks.
All right, Charco.
Well, you got the new house car back again, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Sure is a right smart looking outfit now.
Yeah, come in here and see how it looks inside, Sheriff.
Yeah, don't mind if we do. Well, it looks right pure in here. I wouldn't mind sleeping in one of them air bunks myself. Yeah, I'm powerful glad you got it back without any trouble, because I always suspected that the insurance company was going to try to prove that Doc set it on fire to collect the insurance money.
Oh, Sheriff, you're always suspecting somebody of something. Why don't you try to look on the bright side of life once in a while?
Yeah, now that the house car's all finished, I reckon you'll be leaving here pretty soon.
Yes, we may leave tonight. Mother's at the hotel now packing all our things.
Tomorrow? Jump in G Hotspot. Is she going along with you?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to tell you, Sheriff, that Dad and Mother have made up. Mother's forgiven Dad. Just think, Sheriff, after all these years, Dad and Mother are reunited again.
Well, I ain't at all surprised. Of course, it took a lot of talking on my part, but I knowed I'd fix things up with them if I just kept on the job. You boys got me to thank for bringing your Ma and Pa back together again.
Well, we hope you can help us find Betty, Sheriff, and then we'll have a real family reunion.
Well, what town are you figuring on going to first?
Why, Dad said we'd stop in Laredo first. We're going to search the states, and Dad said he thought the lawyer ought to stay here in Mexico and look for Betty. Don't you think so, Sheriff?
Well, don't know now. Where is that lawyer fella now?
Out looking for Betty, I guess.
Well, do you know anything about this here lawyer? Where he come from? Who sent him down here? What's his name?
Why, no, we don't know anything about him, Sheriff, except that he just told us Betty's grandparents had left her $50,000.
Well, I wouldn't put much stock in what that lawyer said. That might just be a trick of his'n to get the folks' mind off the right track. Chances are 10-1 that lawyer fella had something to do with Miss Better's disappearance. I'm going to do some investigating. I'll see you later, boys.
All right. Say, what are all the people gathering around for? Gee, look at them staring.
Well, well, well. You did get it fixed up again, didn't you, boy?
You mean the house car? Oh, yes, ma'am. How do you like it now?
Oh, gosh, it's prettier than it was before it was burned.
Well, my wife will want to come down and see it, so I had better go home and tell her it's all finished. It will make my wife very happy.
Say, ain't you going to put on a show pretty soon?
Coming out right now, folks. I was supposed to give you a show tonight, so I might just as well be now as any other time. Well, Jocko, suppose you give the signal to the folks downtown. Let them come down here and join the happy throng. There it is, folks. Our new house car. How does it look? Just like new, doesn't it? It just goes to prove what a little paint will do for you. And that's a good example of what my tonic and tono will do for you. Now, if you run down, either at the heels or just your constitution, you need a bottle of my medicine. Remember, folks, this sun burns up your system just like the fire burned this house car. So be wise. Take home a bottle of Dr. Legree's tonic and toner.
And Miss Doc, you know, Erastus and me was just talking about Miss Betty and the fortune that has been left to her.
Yes?
Yeah, well, Erastus says that if he was to get $50,000 fortune, the first thing he would do would be to buy a ticket back to his old river home.
Well,
tell him all about it, Erastus.
Longing for my river home along the Mississippi shore, my river home. I see a light through the pines that shines on a rickety door. The latch is always open, breezes kiss my river home. They never seem to miss my river home. I love that sweet serenade while under the shade of the tree. I'm seeing the steamers, hearing the whistles, watching the paddles churning in the deep. I'm hearing the darkies down on the levee singing in rhythm, hallelujah, how in the world can I sleep? Gazing in my baby's eyes, they're always blazing like the river skies. Oh, tell me, why did I roam away from my old river home?
Did you know that elephant's milk was good to drink?
No, I didn't know it, is it?
Well, yeah. It says here in this paper that a baby gained 50 pounds in 1 week drinking elephant's milk.
Mm-mm. A baby gained 50 pounds in 1 week from drinking elephant's milk? Well, whose baby was it?
Why, the elephant's.
Oh, you crazy.
And speaking about milk, Raptor, can you milk a cow?
Why, sure I can milk a cow.
Yeah, well, just tell me, which side does you milk the cow from?
Why, from the outside, of course.
Yeah, and you know something? Cows takes my mind back to the trip that we made out in the country last week. You know, Miss Doc, there was a lady from the city what was visiting the farmer. And she went out to the barnyard with the farmer's wife.
Yes?
Well, and she looked at the cow and said to the farmer lady, what are those things on the cow's head? And the farmer lady told her that them was cow's horns. Well, about that time, the cow went, moo! And the city lady said, which horn did you blow then?
Well, that ain't as funny as the experience Jocko had during the World War. He told me that he was milking a cow one day when a city lady come by. And she thought he ought to be fighting in the war instead of milking. And looking at Charco busy with his milking, she says, young man, why aren't you at the front?
And what did Charco say when the lady asked him why he wasn't at the front?
He said, cause there ain't no milk at that end. Ladies and gentlemen, by special inquest, Sambo was saying, she reminds me of you. Give him a hand, folks. We're digging.
She
walks like you, she talks like you, that pretty little thing just the way you do. So I fell in love with her, because she reminds me of you. Oh, she pouts like you, and she doubts like you, always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue. So I fell in love with her, because she reminds me of you. Now time and time I've called her by her name, and a love I never have denied. But she said if I loved her half as much as I love you, she'd be satisfied. She sighs like you, and she cries like you. May she never tell those little lies like you, for I fell in love with her, because she reminds me of you.
I got news.
News, Sheriff? Yep, I got news about Miss Betty.
News about Betty?
Yeah, ain't no need for you to start out looking for Miss Betty, because you ain't never going to see her no more.
Why, what do you mean, Sheriff?
Well, Miss Betty had a hat, didn't she?
Of course Betty had a hat.
Well, I found her hat floating in the river, along with a man's hat.
Where is the hat?
Well, I give it to the Mexican police, and they're searching the river now looking for Miss Betty.
You don't mean, Sheriff, that Betty...
That's exactly what I mean. Miss Betty has met with foul play, and more than likely that lawyer fella knows something about it.
Oh, Sheriff.
You boys said you didn't know his name, didn't you?
Why, no, we don't know his name.
Well, I do. He can't put nothing over on Sheriff Ebony's bellbottom. He took precious good care not to tell his name, but I found out what it was. And when we find the fellow what owns this here hat, we'll have the man who is responsible for Miss Betty's terrible fate.
Where did you find his name, Sheriff?
I found his name printed in the inside band of his hat.
Well, what is his name, Sheriff?
John B. Stetson.
Well, the sheriff may know a lot about hunting criminals, but he knows very little about the people who manufacture hats. But what about the other hat? The one the sheriff thinks belongs to Betty. He says it's in the hands of the Mexican police. Well, that means we'll have to wait until our next episode to find out more about the hat.